to the vision of Bikers Church, bringing the unchurched into the family of God to advance His kingdom. Thank you for that. We want to thank you for coming to church at the two most important times you should come to church: when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. Thank you for doing so. God bless you for that. We want to thank you for your hunger and thirst for God and His righteousness, and not coming to hear a man preach. I know that if people here that came here because you came for a man's preaching, you would have stopped coming a long time ago. And I see you keep coming. Thank you for that. God bless you. I appreciate you for that. I want to thank those who've made a personal effort to personally apply godly teaching to their lives. And being a doer of the word and not only a hearer of the word. Thank you for that. Somebody has once said that if you want to kill a pastor, all you need to do, and nobody will ever know that it was you or you had anything to do with it, all you need to do is to sit under his teaching Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and never apply any of that to your life. He will systematically and very effectively, slowly but surely, kill him. So thank you for not killing us. It's wonderful to see somebody take a simple truth of the word, like just love your neighbor as you... I'm just distracted by a beautiful motorcycle outside. Who's is it? A Triumph that's there? The Ducati. It's yours, Charlie. Did you put it there deliberately so I can be distracted? Sorry, where was I? By applying a beautiful truth of the Word of God to your life and applying it and running with it. Thank you. So thank you for not systematically killing us. Made personal growth your personal responsibility. We want to thank you who have made personal growth your own responsibility also, and not just mine. Thank you that you realize that it is up to you to apply the Word of God to your life, to grow and to change. Thank you. Those are things that, decisions that you make in the quiet when nobody's watching. It's not something that goes on public display. That happens in the still recesses of your heart, in the prayer closets, where nobody sees and nobody knows what's going on. That's where that takes place. Thank you for that. We want to thank you for being willing to build relationships with people that start out as complete strangers and end up being family and brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for doing that. Good to see you, Keki. Welcome, Yabut. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for going out of your way to, when you see a stranger, going up to them and say, "Hi, my name is so-and-so." I've done that once to somebody. I said, "Hi, my name is Mozzie. We like you, my so far." And then, okay, he dished it out just as quickly as I dished it out. He said, "Yeah, I get me on some asin." So thank you for going out of your way to make strangers feel welcome here. The people that know, and they say, I still like to meet who they are because they say a lot of things. They say, people have studied and researched this, that what happens within the first 11 minutes of a person's visit to a church determines whether they will come back or not. And one of the things is a friendly face that greets them. It is estimated that within a four-month period, if a person doesn't meet three to four other people that they can connect with, they won't keep coming to that church. 3 to 4 months, 3 to 4 people. So thank you for going out of your way to make people feel welcome and invite them to your family. God bless you for doing that. We want to thank you for being willing to serve without caring who's watching or not. That story of the piece of paper laying on the floor. One person sees the piece of paper and says, "Sure, somebody should really pick up that piece of paper." Next person walks past and says, I wonder who's going to pick up that piece of paper. Another person walks past and says, why hasn't this piece of paper been picked up yet? Another person will wait until people are watching and then, look, I've picked up this paper. Everybody should be doing this. And then they throw it away. And then other people, when nobody's watching, unannounced, will quietly pick up the piece of paper and throw it in the bin. To every person in this body that faithfully serves, regardless of who you think is watching or knows about it or not, thank you for that. We want to thank those who are willing to go the extra mile and doing more than what's expected. You know who you are. Thank you for going the extra mile and doing more than what's expected. God bless you for that. We want to thank you for going out of your way to invite others to your imperfect church. Think about that. Sometimes don't you think you run a risk? How many of you don't put up your hand, but when people ask what church you go to, you tell them Citizens Church. So, sorry, what? It's a Barker's Church. Biker's Church. What's a cult as a die? What's a klug as a die? Biker's Church. What do you have to have a bike to be? No, even if you don't own a wheelbarrow, you can come. Thank you for being unashamed of what this church is about. You know that it's not about motorbikes. You do know that, hey? Amen. Thank you for going out of your way to invite people to your imperfect church. God bless you for that. I want to thank those who've committed to sharing their lives and their struggles, their good times and their bad times, their difficulties, their laughter and their crying with others in a care group, connect group, small group, home cell, life group, whatever you want to call it. Daai weeklikse by mekaar koms, waar ons in mense se huise by mekaar kom, and we do life together. Thank you for doing that. That's where it gets real. That's where what we talk about on Sunday gets applied to our lives. We discuss it. That's where we can come and throw our toys out of the cot with each other and just be real. We don't have to pretend. We can just be ourselves in front of each other at the care groups. Thank you for doing that. Amen. Even that dog agrees. Mace. That's the dog's name, isn't it? Mace en een van 'n ander hond wat nog nie gewoond is aan hierdie prekery nie. May God bless. Hallelujah. Thank you for doing that. I want to thank the care group leaders for taking care of God's people. You don't have to do that, but you do it anyway. Thank you. Thank you. To the people that are part of the care groups, you will know what it's like. To the people who make the sacrifice of caring for the care groups, you will know what it's like. The arrangements in the care groups, the people that host the care groups at their homes. So making your home and your personal sanctuary available. Thank you for doing that. God bless you for that. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank all of those involved with the children's ministry. The tireless effort and the tiring effort of caring for those little ones that have boundless, boundless energy. The volunteers that do that. Thank you for taking care of our children, for giving them something to look forward to. Many times I've heard people say, where the parents are asked by the children are ready, and then the parents are like, hulle skaars wakker, skaars aangetrek. They're ready to go to church, you want to go to children's church, because the people are awesome, probably, but because God does something in the lives of those little ones through people that make themselves available to do that. Thank you for doing that from the bottom of our hearts. I want to thank those involved in the youth ministry, for the youngsters, for doing something that people consider not cool today. It's not, I don't know, it's not popular going to church. It's not popular being part of a youth group. It's not popular talking about the things of God. For young folks today, thank you for doing that. For those involved, those support the youth, those parents who bring their youngsters to the church to get involved in the youth group, thank you for doing that. God bless you. I want to thank the deep end for the music ministry. You know, in the Old Testament, when God's people went out to engage in enemy battle with the enemies. You know where they placed the worship leaders? Right in front. Right in front. They didn't send the armored vehicles or the tanks or whatever. They didn't have those things, but they didn't send the biggest and the brutest soldiers. They sent the unbidding spawn, the worshippers. They put them right in front. Go read it in the book of Chronicles. And spiritually, they received the brunt of the enemy attack all the time. I think so many times we take for granted the ministry that takes place from a music perspective here on a Sunday. So those folks that are involved in the deep end, that includes the sound engineers, they're part of the deep end as well. Tirelessly coming out, they get everything right on a Wednesday rehearsal or whatever, doing the practice on the Sunday morning, things we find, and then come preaching time, technology decides to be technology. And they work through that. What happens? You're busy facing this way, something goes wrong. What does everybody do? Das nerens waar ek kan wegkruip, julle. They're there. We turn around and look at them. What's that like? Dis nie lekker nie. So thank you for them for doing that. God bless you. I want to thank the men that are responsible for the Men of Worth men's ministry. You know who you are. For making the effort of being there. For making the effort of inviting others to come there. For giving that thing a chance. And opening up your life to see what the Lord can do through that. You know who you are, guys. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate that. I want to thank the ladies responsible for the Worthy Woman Ministry. It's not as active as what it used to be, but still. It's not about how many events they have a year or whatever, but when they have something, I've been told by the ladies that it is absolutely awesome. So thank you for that. For the ladies, God bless you for your efforts and your faithfulness. I want to thank every CMA member, those of this church and those visiting this morning, for your faithfulness within the biking community. I want to thank you for faithfully and tirelessly serving within the biking community. The rallies, the day jobs, the outreaches, the one-on-one conversations with the people at the events, the sacrifice that you put into making the chapter a success, your presence there, inviting others, your attitude and the way in which you represent Jesus through this ministry called the Christian Motorcyclists Association, a godly idea. Thank you for your faithfulness and commitment in doing that. I want to thank those in this church who serve people outside the biking community. This church has community outreach projects which we've invested in financially as well. We shared that a couple of weeks ago, where our finances go for those folks that do that and practically serve in that way, even when it comes to filling potholes. Thank you for that. God bless you. We appreciate that. I want to thank those who do constant maintenance on these building facilities here. You know who you are. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for working tirelessly without expecting any reward for it and any remuneration. Thank you for volunteering your time. Somebody once said, love is spelled T-I-M-E. Thank you for your time to make it lekker for us when we get here on a Sunday. Thank you for that, making this facility a place that's comfortable to be in and comfortable to use. I want to thank the faithful intercessory team for faithfully praying for Colette and I. The hours and hours and hours that you spend praying for us in faithful intercession, we really appreciate that from the bottom of our hearts. It is invaluable and indispensable. Thank you for standing in the gap and keeping our arms lifted up when we are weak and when we are tired and in times of our weaknesses. Thank you for that. I want to thank those who give of their finances to do the work of the Lord. Thank you for your faithful, regular contributions. Thank you for your financial commitment to what God wants to do here. I also want to thank those who return to God financially what's rightfully His. There's a difference between the two. The first category is yourself, from your own free will offerings. Thank you for that. The second category is where you return to God what always has been His in the first place. His tithes. Thank you for returning God's tithes to Him faithfully, from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate that. And may the Lord bless your faithfulness and your faithful stewardship of that which He's entrusted to you. There's a difference between giving of your wealth, giving of your money, and worshiping with your wealth. There's a difference. Giving of your finances is one thing. Worshiping with your wealth is something completely different. Completely different. I want to thank you for doing that. I want to thank those who generously give of their free will offerings. Your free will offerings is true giving. That's giving. Tithing is not giving. Tithing is returning to God what is His. Free will offerings is from the generosity of your heart. Thank you for doing that. God bless you. Soon in the new year, we'll probably start a series on finance again, just to set the financial tone for people for the year that lays ahead. I know everybody, all sorts of businesses everywhere, people are going through difficulties and challenges and struggles, and God has a way out for all of that. We want to thank Him for that. We want to thank those who give all sorts of other things, as and when the need arises. We ask for all sorts of stuff. Colette rattled them off when I asked her about this, but you know who you are. All sorts of things that people bring and give. Thank you. From, clothing to furniture to whatever it is. Thank you for making that stuff available. God bless you for that. We appreciate all of that. I want to thank those who've made a commitment to love and to live like Jesus. To love and to live like Jesus. Thank you for doing that. We want to thank you for those who have We want to thank those who have chosen to live a life of sacrificial service for the betterment of others. That, my brothers and sisters, is the essence of Christianity. Most people think, sadly, that Christianity is having fire insurance, being saved so that you don't have to burn in hell. No, Christianity is a commitment to live a sacrificial life of service to the betterment of others. That is the essence of Christianity. If somebody said to you, all you have to do is give your life to Jesus, or give your heart to Jesus, I think there's so many people, they do that and then they walk around heartless, because the rest of their lives they don't give to Jesus. They've just given Him their hearts and then that's it. Dis goed en wel, maar wat van die rest van jou lewe? Wat van die rest van jou lewe? Dit moet dan ook toegewy word aan die Here. Gee dit dan oor aan Hom. Laat Sy heerskappy 'n werklikheid word in jou lewe persoonlik. For those of you that do that, God is watching you. God is watching you. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole earth so that He can show Himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to Him. The scripture says that there's never been a God like this who comes through and honors and gives breakthrough to those who wait for Him. How many of you are patiently waiting on the Lord for something? Other naysayers and critics, you could have chosen this way or that way, that's a compromise to the way, but you know you're standing your ground and you're waiting on Christ. There's a God that's like no other God that's going to come through for you if you keep on waiting on the Lord. I want to say that again. Thank you for those who have chosen to live a life of sacrificial service. That, brothers and sisters, is the essence of Christianity. I want to thank the Handlebar team for their faithful, loyal support through the difficult stuff we have to deal with as the leadership of a church. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your faithfulness and loyalty to us. I want to thank the Handlebar team for their loyal support to us, not only as a pastoral couple, but to Mozzie and Colette, as Mozzie and Colette. With all my hang-ups, all my issues, all my weaknesses, and all my faults, thank you for celebrating who we are as individuals. Thank you, guys. Love and appreciate you for that. And last, but by no means least, if I've left anybody out, how that's possible, I don't know. But perhaps I've left anybody out. Thank you if I've left you out for whatever it is that you've done that I've not yet mentioned. But I want you to consider this. You'll be amazed at what God will do through you if you do not care who gets the glory. Thank you for what you've done in 2019. It's been a pleasure and an honor serving this church for the past 15 years. My time has come to an end, and from next year, I'm just kidding. It's been an honor. Charles is happy, like, yay! Finally, we're going to get someone else. It's been an honor and a privilege and a blessing. I'm looking forward to year number 16 to see what God has in store. And I'm excited. I know that God is going to do greater things than we can think. I've said from us, thank you to you. I'd like to close off with this. Us expressing and extending our gratitude to Daddy God for what He has done in our lives. In preparing this, I was thinking of that song that I used to, and I still get excited about it. Look what the Lord has done. Remember that, Louis? Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm going to praise Him. Okay, a song is way better than that. It's way better than that. But just look what the Lord has done. You know, when we can say that, when you can wake up in the morning and die hartjie van jou klop nog steeds, you notice you're not plugged into a fast charger or a wireless charging device. You're not solar powered. You're not running on petrol or diesel or whatever. It's the spoken, loving word of a gracious God that is allowing your heart to beat. When that happens in the morning, you can say, thank you, Lord. You don't have to wake up in the morning and say, oh God, it's morning again. Good God, it's morning. You say, thank you, God. You're a good God, and it's a new morning. When you can swing two healthy legs out of the bed, and can touch the floor, and you can stand up on your own, you can say thank you. When you have two hands to wash your face, one to brush your teeth, one to krap in your ear and krap Ernst Elders, ek weet nie waar nie, leave the rest to Him, say thank you to God. When you can see, when you can hear, when you can eat, amen. Wanneer jy vreedsaam kan kuier, when you can smell, when you can taste, when you can touch, those are the times to thank God. When you have somebody to love, those are the times to thank God. When you have somebody, even if it's just one person, even if it's your dog, I wish I was half the man my dog thinks I am. I wish I was half the man my dog thinks I am, because my dog thinks I'm just the best. When you have somebody who loves you, even if it's one person, that's a time to say thank you to the Lord. We have so much to be grateful for. So much. Why is it that as people, we tend to compare ourselves to those who have more than us instead of those that have less than us? Linda and a couple of folks in the pre-service prayer meeting, we were talking about it this morning. We have so much to be grateful for. I'm ministering first and foremost to myself this morning. Lord, teach me to be grateful. Where I have an attitude of gratitude. I have an attitude of gratitude to be thankful to the Lord. We thank God this morning for His faithfulness. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are unfaithful, He remains faithful. How many of you have been unfaithful in some area in your walk with God this year? Die res van julle lieg. Julle lieg. Guess what? While we've been unfaithful, God has remained faithful. He's remained faithful. God remains faithful even when we are unfaithful, because that's who He is. It says He cannot deny who He is. That's 2 Timothy 2 and verse 13. If we are unfaithful, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny who He is. That's who He is, a faithful God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the truthfulness of His Word, our Bible. We thank You for the accuracy and the legitimacy and the timeless value of the Word of God. It is still the most popular selling book today, in spite of e-books and tablets and electronic stuff. It is the most popular book today. There is more supportive stuff about the truths of the Scripture than any other historical writing known to man, ever. There is no other historical book quite like the Bible, because it is a love letter. It's not a book of instructions and commands and demands. It is a love letter from a living God to His people, saying, this is who I am, this is how and why I love you. Do you want in? That's what it's about. We thank God that we have His Word. Since I started speaking this morning, I think the stats show that 15 people have lost their lives because of spreading the Word of God. While we're sitting here having this lack of discussion, 15 committed sons and or daughters of God have been murdered and martyred for the Word of God. And we've got several Bibles at home. I've got a cupboard full of them. Different study Bibles. I've got different translations on my Bible program on my phones. You have too. Esword and all sorts of goeters. We thank God for His Word. The truthfulness of His Word, that it is true. Numbers 23 and verse 19 says, God is not a man, so He does not lie. He's not human, so He does not change His mind. He has in times, and He does, but saying He doesn't, He's not double-minded. Has He ever spoken and failed to act? Has He ever promised and not carried it through? That's who God is. Titus 1 and verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Titus 1 and verse 2 says, God cannot lie. He can't lie. He just can't. We thank God for the truthfulness of His Word. We thank God for the meticulous attention to every detail of our lives. You know, God is awesome and He's big, and we expect Him to do big things because He's an awesome God. But when you see God answer you in the small little areas of your life, then you know that God knows about you. He knows about you. The Scripture says that every hair on your head is numbered. Forensics has taught us that the average human being loses between 80 and 100 hairs a day from all over your body. Some of us have lost a lot more already. 80 to 100 hairs on average a day. The Scripture says they're all numbered. They're all numbered. Matthew 10 and verse 30 says that. Psalm 103 verse 12. How many of you have cried more than once this year? How many of you have cried several times this week? Okay. Yeah. Don't say this lightheartedly. You know what the Scripture says about that? It's beautiful. The Bible says, God has done this. It's Psalm 56 and verse 8. You keep track of all my sorrows. You're going through a difficult time and you're thinking, God, do you even exist? Where are you in the middle of this mess that I'm going through? God, where are you? You're thinking, but I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying and nothing happened. God says to you this morning, my brother, my sister, precious, valuable soul, God says this to you this morning. He keeps track of all your sorrows. He's collected all your tears in a bottle. He's recorded each one in His book. Every single one of your tears. You as a parent, sometimes your own child cries and you don't know about it. But God knows about every single one of the tears that you have cried. May the Spirit of God comfort you and keep you like only He can. Every one of us will need to go through a personal Gethsemane. This is not part of the notes, I just sense to say this morning. There's a time when Jesus' most committed, loyal disciples abandoned Him. Those that swore, "Jesus, we will be with you till the death," even they abandoned Jesus, and He was left on His own in the Garden of Gethsemane. Each one of us will somehow, somewhere along the line, have to go through your personal Gethsemane. And when you're going through that time, and you're weeping bitter tears of whatever, God knows about them, has caught all of those tears in His bottle. We want to thank God that He's redeemed us from our past, given us freedom for the present, and has secured our future. Past, present, and future has been dealt with by this awesome, awesome God. Psalm 103, verse 12. He's removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. And if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. John 8 and verse 36. And for the future, who knows the future? Who knows the future? God might give us little prophetic insights here and there, little glimpses from the Word, just a mere reflection about stuff that may or may not happen. But God knows the future. We want to thank God this morning that we can entrust an unknown future into the hands of a well-known God. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 says, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. The plans are good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." This morning, we say thank you to this awesome, loving, caring God. Would you stand as we worship the Lord one more time together? As the deep end comes up, I'd like us to make a corporate proclamation as the body of Christ to thank the Lord for what He has done in our lives. Okay. As we stand, let's just give the Lord thanks and praise. Let's just give the Lord thanks and praise together. I'm going to just lead us in a prayer, and afterwards, I want us to shout the roof off this building. A couple of weeks ago, I was in a tent at some venue where I watched the South African rugby team become the Rugby World Cup champions. Mense, hulle het geskreeu hoor. Hulle het geskreeu, hulle het ballisties geraak hoor. Hulle het, I got excited. I'm excited when the people around me getting excited. 30 O's, all rich enough to buy their own, but they're all chasing one pig's bladder. It's lucky when people get, I saw people get excited. I'd like to get excited for the Lord this morning. Whether you think it does something to you or not is besides the point. You know, guys, I want you guys to take encouragement from this. So the person says, you know what? I didn't enjoy the worship this morning. And one of the worshippers simply turned around and said, "That's okay. It wasn't about you." So